I'm joined on the line now by Sabina Trench from Shillelagh Career. Sabina, good evening to you.
Good evening, Aidan.
And nice to talk to you once again. We have an email in from SB this evening. I'm going for an interview for a college course next week. Is it any different from a regular interview? Many thanks.
Okay. Yeah, the short answer is yes. Yes, it is different to a regular interview because pretty much the line of questioning will be quite different. I suppose a very basic question that will definitely be asked is, why do you want to do this course? So I suppose maybe there is a similarity to an interview, you know, why do you want this job? But it's very much, you know, why do you want to do this course? So you really would want to have good research done on the course content, the length of the course, the kind of the modules that are involved. And if possible, maybe you might have attended an open day, or maybe better still, if you've talked to somebody who's graduated from the course. That would be really useful to answer that kind of a question. But I suppose the other thing as well is why this college or this university or this training group or, you know, ETB or whatever it might be. So you really need to think as well, okay, so it might be a business course or a beautician's course or something like that, but why do you want it to do it in this place? So you really need as well to have a look at what kind of facilities are in place. Maybe they've just got, you know, better chemistry labs or I don't know what, or, you know, more practical assignments. Maybe they have placements out in business or in industry or something. And that's why it attracted you to the college. But definitely you'd want to have a look and see what the whole college is offering or a training institute. You know, maybe they're offering some online learning options and things like that that attracted you to it that maybe other colleges or, you know, training places just don't offer.
I was in the United States in August and a friend of mine, her daughter is applying for college for one of the universities, and she has to write kind of an essay almost as to why she wants to go to this university or that university or the other university. I presume same thing as being in front of a panel telling them why you want to go to NUIG or Maynooth or wherever it might be.
Yeah, and now it's not, now that's, it, you know, it's a bit different in the US, but it's certainly, you know, serious work that goes into, you know, writing that that submission to colleges and universities in the US, and, you know, competition is stiff for the very best places. But there's no doubt about it, there is some of that involved in Ireland as well. And in some cases, you may have to fill in an application form with something like that, like you've described, maybe a one-pager, or you might be given a limit on words in terms of, you know, why do you want to come here and what has attracted you to it. The other thing as well, and I suppose from a university or a college's point of view or any training institute, they want to have some idea as well is where does this fit kind of into your career goals? You know, what are you actually going to do with the course? So for some places, you know, it's all well and good to get the numbers in and, you know, bums on seats or, you know, people, what do you call it, signing in for, you know, online lectures or whatever. But, you know, a lot of the universities and colleges now are trying to, it's quite a business, you know, they're trying to attract people in the future. And a good way of attracting people in the future is to say, last year we had 15 graduates and all 15 are now in employment or whatever. So obviously, if you're going on a course where you want to, you know, further your career in that area, as opposed to doing the course because you love the subject, you know, in a kind of a, you know, more broadening my mind kind of a way, you know, that might impact, not always, but it might impact on a university, whether they would give the place or not, because it really does depend, let's say, sometimes on their own ambitions in terms of what they want to see students graduating from this course or, you know, yeah, this degree or whatever it might be, or diploma, and where they see them going. Some of them might look at it, if it's maybe a diploma course, for students that are hoping to progress. So, you know, I was hoping to do this diploma course because I know that it will lead me on to a degree course, that type of thing.
So let's take a situation, perhaps just to finish, a practical situation. Law and French is now a very popular subject across a number of the universities. It's offered by most of them, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I suppose if you've applied to do Law and French in Trinity and UCD and UCC, but you really want Trinity, you're going to have to convince that panel that Trinity is the college for you, and therefore you're going to have to know that bit more about the subject in Trinity than perhaps UCD, because you're going to have to convince them that this is where you want to be.
Yeah, and I'm a great believer. Sometimes I used to say this to people, you know, about going to the banks. You know, if you need a loan, go to the bank that you don't need the loan from, or really need the loan from, so that you get a dummy run at going for the one that you really need. So, you know, if they were able to get an interview, we'll say, with one of the other universities first, that'd be terrific. But if not, you're absolutely right. You do need to look at it and say, why Trinity? Why this course? And how does this fit in with my long-term goals and ambitions? And I suppose making them realistic as well, you know, from the university's point of view, in terms of what, you know, realistically you would be able to achieve with that qualification. It could be international law. You have an ambition to work at the EU or something. I don't know. Yeah, but it's up there, I'd say. And maybe you might be able, I'm sure, if you did a bit of a trawl on LinkedIn and looked up people who had graduated from Trinity, and maybe people who had graduated with a law and French degree, and have a look and see where some of those people are, you might be in, you know, might give you some other ideas as well of other career paths that might be followed from people who have completed that same course.
Well, so I think it's fair to say that while it may be different to a job interview, the fact of the matter is you need to be well briefed.
It still takes work. There's no doubt about it.
It still takes work. Very good. Mm-hmm. We must leave it there. Sabina Trench, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this evening, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday in or about the same time.
Okay. Thanks, Aidan. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.